Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. Helps you know what you do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun. Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, you're watching Studio Classroom. What day is today? It is our mystery day.
That's right. The title of our article is called The Case of the Anonymous Tip. We're going to learn what some of those words mean in just a moment, friends. As you remember, our mystery lesson centers around Ivy and Dean and how they solve mysteries or figure out what happens in certain situations around their school.
They do seem to be very good at that. We'll figure out what today's problem is and how they solve it in this month's mystery lesson. Let's get started with our first reading.
The Case of the Anonymous Tip. Why does someone want to make Ivy look bad?
It started with a yellow slip.
Ivy Chen, report to the principal's office.
Whispers followed her all the way down the hall. Inside, Principal Torres looked very serious.
You've been accused of snooping near student lockers. Anything you want to say?
Ivy shook her head.
Wait, what?
The principal slid a printed email across the desk. Attached was a PDF. Anonymous. No name and no sender. Just a list of dates and complaints that weren't clear.
I'd like a copy of this for my records,
Ivy said calmly.
Friends, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先来看 attach 这个动词，意思是附上或是附加。譬如 ，Chris attached the payment receipt to the confirmation email before sending it. Chris 在寄出确认信前，将付款收据附在电子邮件中。Attach 字尾加上 ment 就变成名词 attachment， 意思是附件或是附属物。譬如。The email included the meeting schedule as an attachment. 电子邮件中包含了会议行程作为附件。与 attach 相反的是 detach. 它的过去分词 detached 可以当形容词用，意思是分开的，可以引申为冷淡的或是超然的。譬如 ，Amber sounded detached during the call, as if her mind was somewhere else.Amber 在通话中听起来很冷淡，仿佛心不在焉。
Well, so far in these mystery stories, we've seen Ivy figure out a lot of things about other people. It seems like today this has to do with Ivy herself.
Yeah, it certainly does. We see here in this first line, why does someone want to make Ivy look bad. When you make someone look bad, it makes someone seem worse or guilty when they're not.
All right. For example, don't try to make Lucy look bad. She's a nice person.
Okay. So someone wants to make Ivy look bad, make her look guilty. The question is why?
All right. We'll find out. It started with a yellow slip.A slip is a small note or piece of paper. Here, this one is yellow. It indicates bad behavior in school.
For example, you might get a yellow slip for talking in class.
Right. So, it started with a yellow slip. We see a quote here, Ivy Chen, report to the principal's office.
When Ivy was in class and she received this yellow slip, I assume that all of her classmates saw this happen. That's why we see here, whispers followed her all the way down the hall. People were talking about her.
People were talking about her, but not loud. It was behind her back. Inside, Principal Torres looked very serious.
In this next line, we see what Principal Torres says. You've been accused of snooping near student lockers. Anything you want to say?
There's something I want to say. I want to talk about a few of these terms, friends. If you are accused of something, that means you're blamed for doing something wrong.
That's right. For example, you might be accused of lying, even though you are telling the truth. Accused doesn't say whether you are guilty or not. It just says that someone is saying that you did something.
You might be guilty, you might not be. She was accused of snooping. If you're snooping or snooping around somewhere, you're looking secretly at private things you probably know you shouldn't be.
Yeah, maybe you have a brother or sister that likes to go into your room when you're not around, and you could say, "Stop snooping in my room." I have to say, though, Garrett, Ivy does snoop around a lot.
This is true. Normally, it's because she's trying to help out, but it might bother other people.
It might. And we find out here where Ivy has been accused of snooping around. This is near those lockers. We've learned this word before, friends. To remind you, these are small cabinets for storing things at school.
Yeah, for example, many students put a lot of their books in their locker so they don't need to carry them around.
Now, after Ivy heard what Principal Torres says, she shook her head and then she says, "Wait, what?" She's very surprised that she has been accused of this.
So what did the principal do? The principal slid a printed email across the desk, and attached was a PDF.
It was anonymous, no name and no sender, just a list of dates and complaints that weren't clear. We see that word anonymous here, friends, and we get a definition right after it. There's no name and no sender information. This person either doesn't want to be known or just didn't sign their name here.
Okay, so what do we see at the very end? Ivy calmly asks for something. She would like a copy of this PDF for her records.
Apparently, Ivy keeps records of things that go on around the school.
Okay, so she wants to know what the heck was going on. Why did someone report this? She's a bit surprised.
She is surprised. And friends, I'm surprised as well, so I think we should go on to our next reading now and find out what happens next.
The case of the anonymous tip.
Back in the library, she handed the file to Dean. He raised an eyebrow.
Planning to sue?
Planning to solve.
Dean opened the file on his laptop and began digging into the metadata.
No author name, but look at this. Created with DraftPro Studio.
To sue someone means to take them to court to seek money or justice. 起诉某人意思是将他告上法庭，以索求金钱赔偿或伸张正义。与 sue 相关的名词是 lawsuit， 是 law 法律与 suit 诉讼组成的，意思是诉讼案件。譬如The long lawsuit drained both families financially before they could reach a settlement. 长期的诉讼在这两个家庭达成和解前就已经耗尽了双方的财力。再来看一个相关的动词 prosecute， 意思呢也是起诉，但是是指法律上的起诉，由检察官或是国家权力机构对犯罪嫌疑人提出诉讼。譬如 The state intended to prosecute the driver.After reviewing suspicious driving behavior captured on traffic cameras, 州政府在检视交通监视器所录下的可疑驾驶行为后，打算对该名驾驶人提起诉讼。
So remember, Ivy is a bit surprised by these accusations. She gets a copy of the email.And then goes to show her friend.
That's right. If you remember, friends, her friend is named Dean, and he is good with all kinds of different things, like figuring out things online and mostly things that have to do with computers.
Right. So back in the library, she handed the file to Dean. As we're talking about computers and papers, we need to define that word file.
Well, a file is a document or a record. It could be something physical, but it also could be something that you see on your screen.
Yeah, on your computer, you can open a file, usually by double-clicking on it.
Well, she gives this file to Dean, and he raised an eyebrow. Planning to sue, he asks?
Planning to sue whoever is making these accusations.
Yeah, it's like if Ivy wanted to get someone in trouble with the law. That's not her intent here. She says, planning to solve.
Yeah, she did a little play on words there. Sue and solve both start with an S. She doesn't want to sue, she wants to solve.
If you solve something, friends, you find the answer or fix a problem.
For example, if you're making a jigsaw puzzle, you want to solve it. You want to put all the pieces in the right spot.
Well, Dean's going to help her out with this. He opened the file on his laptop and began digging into the metadata.
Okay, metadata is a very computery word. This is hidden information about a file or photo. If you just click on, like, a photo, maybe you can see the date when it was made or changed, and a little picture that shows you what the picture looks like. But there's actually a lot more data hidden behind there.
And it sounds like not just photos have metadata, but files do as well. And Dean is checking the metadata on this particular file. No author name, but look at this. This file was created with Draft Pro Studio.
Okay, it sounds like we're talking about some kind of application here. This application is able to make files like this, but why do we use the word studio here?
Well, usually a studio is a room for making art, music, or videos. Oftentimes, software programs will be named studio to show that you can do some of these things with that application.
Yeah, usually creative things. Here's another example. An artist might work in a big studio.
Or you might use some type of app, like Photo Studio app, to edit your photos.
All right. So someone used this application to make that file. Is that suspicious? Maybe Dean knows something about this.
Maybe he does. And I think we're going to find out in just a moment. But right now, it's time for us to take a deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Let's raise an eyebrow. My friend once told me they accidentally ate the whole box of cookies I was saving for movie night. I didn't say anything dramatic. I just lifted one eyebrow super high, like a question mark on my face. That silent, "Really? Are you serious?" look. That's raising an eyebrow. It's the ultimate no words needed way to show surprise, doubt, or mild disapproval. Raise an eyebrow or raise eyebrows means to show surprise, skepticism, or disapproval, usually in a subtle, quiet way. It's a facial expression that does all the talking for you. For example, when the teacher announced a pop quiz, half the class raised an eyebrow in shock. You can also say, her wild story about meeting a celebrity raised a few eyebrows around the lunch table. Here are three phrases with a similar meaning. Give a funny look is casual and means making a face that shows you think something is weird or suspicious. For example, Dad gave me a funny look when I said the dog ate my homework. He wasn't buying it. Take with a grain of salt means to not fully believe something because it sounds doubtful. For example, his excuse about traffic was so dramatic, we took it with a grain of salt. I once raised an eyebrow so high at a friend's terrible joke that my forehead hurt. These little expressions say so much without a single word. Perfect for when you want to react, but keep it cool. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat until next time.
The Case of the Anonymous Tip.
Ivy stared at it.
That's the software the journalism club uses. It's only on their computers.
Dean nodded.
And checked the timestamp created the day after the locker event with Lila. Someone's trying to make it look like you crossed a line after the fact.
Ivy's eyes narrowed.
And only a few people knew what I was doing that day.
Journalism 这个名词，它是由 journal 日志刊物加上字尾的 ism 构成，意思是新闻业或是新闻学。譬如 ，journalism is the practice of reporting news and informing the public about events。新闻业的工作是报道新闻并向大众通报事情。如果将 journalism 字尾的 ism 改为 ist。Journalist 就表示新闻工作者或是记者。譬如 ,The young journalist traveled across the country to report on the festival. 这位年轻记者走遍全国各地报道这个庆典。与 journal 相关的形容词是 journalistic, 意思是新闻业的或是新闻工作者的。譬如 ,The reporter's journalistic approach focused on interviews, research, and careful fact-checking.这名记者的报道方式着重于访谈、研究以及严谨的事实查核。以上就是今天的 Language Lab， 我们下次见。
In that last section, we learned a bit more about this file that Ivy got a copy of. Her friend Dean looked into the metadata and figured out what application made the file.
Remember, friends, this is a mystery article. That means we are trying to solve a few questions. First of all, who did this to Ivy and why did they do it? Right now, we are trying to figure out the who. So we see here that Ivy stared at it. That's the software the journalism club uses. It's only on their computers.
All right, remember, we're talking about Draft Pro Studio. So it must be an application they use, to put the yearbook together.
Yeah, it must be. So we know now that whoever made this file must have been in the journalism club or at least had access to the journalism club computers.
All right, we continue. Dean nodded. He agrees with this. And he says, check the timestamp.
Timestamp is a great term for you to know, friends. A timestamp is the date and time that something happened.
For example, you might want to check the timestamp on a message to know when it was sent. Many messaging applications will have timestamps associated with the messages.
Usually we use the word timestamp for something that's happening digitally. We don't use it in everyday conversation to talk about a certain date and time. This is something that's written on a file or a photo or a message.
That is true. So they're going to check the timestamp. It was created the day after the locker event with Lila.
If you remember, friends, this is another mystery that we have solved earlier in the year. The locker event with Lila was when people were breaking into other students' lockers.
All right, so maybe there's some association with these. After the locker event, someone made this file.
That's right. Someone's trying to make it look like you crossed a line after the fact.There are two great phrases that we need to talk about here if we want to understand this sentence. The first one is to cross a line.
This means to go too far. Usually not physically. Maybe you do something wrong. You've crossed over some sort of rule or just upset someone.
Or sometimes you have crossed someone's boundary as well. Here's an example.He crossed a line by reading her diary. The other phrase we need to talk about in this sentence, friends, is that phrase, after the fact. After the fact means that something has already happened.
Okay, for example, it's easy to complain after the fact. Maybe it would have been better to talk before something happened, when things could still be changed.
Okay, now that we know what these phrases mean, let's look at this sentence together again. Someone's trying to make it look like you crossed a line after the fact. So even after Ivy had helped solve this case, someone's trying to make it look like she did something wrong, even though there isn't really a problem now.
Right. So they're trying to make it look like she did something bad. Maybe they're upset with the outcome of what happened before, and they're trying to take revenge.
I think you might be right about that. We see here that Ivy's eyes narrowed. This means that she's doing an action kind of like this. Sometimes we do it when we're thinking. Sometimes we do it when we don't trust somebody. She says, and only a few people knew what I was doing that day.
All right, the sentence that comes to my mind with that is, the list of suspects is narrowing.
Ivy thinks she might have an idea who wants to make her look bad. She knows that this software is only on the Journalism Club computers, and now she knows there are only a few people that knew what she was doing the day of the locker incident.
So, just like with all of our mystery stories, we're trying to gather clues, narrow things down to find out the truth. And the truth is, friends, it's time for us to go to our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看抽象名词加动词加受词的句型。这个句型是将抽象名词像是 time, death, fear, success 等等拟人化，让原本生硬的观念具体化。并借由后面的动词与副词或介系词片语来描绘该抽象概念对受词指涉的人事物所产生的影响。来看这个例句 ：Her faith lifted her out of despair and into a world of new possibilities. 她的信念将她从绝望中释放出来，带入一个崭新可能的世界。
Friends, we're only halfway through this mystery story, and we haven't solved the case just yet. So let's take a moment and look at all the evidence we've gathered so far.
All right, we had an interesting email. The principal gave it to Ivy. Inside the email, she was being accused of snooping around the lockers.
This email did not have a name on it at all, so it was anonymous.Someone anonymously sent it to the principal. Inside was an attachment that had a list of pretty unclear things that Ivy supposedly did.
Right. And she took it back and shared it with her friend Dean. He looked through the metadata and found which program was used to make it.
They found a timestamp as well.All of these things led them to realize that this PDF was created using software that only the Journalism Club had.
So it might be someone associated with that club, and they probably did it after the locker incident we talked about in past months.
Yeah, and Ivy feels like this person might think she crossed a line.After the fact, after this has already happened. We still don't know who did this crime. We still don't know why they did it. Those are questions we're going to be answering in tomorrow's lesson.
So friends, make sure to come back to find out what happens.
That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll be back again tomorrow, right here on
Studio Classroom. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.